heavenly watchmen to tame the tongue. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with the men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Dear God, just as you commanded me to keep my heart with all diligence, I'm supposed to put a soldier at my heart, a watchman at my heart, to keep it, to preserve it from evil. So we must pray and ask God to set a watch, a guard before our mouths, the psalmist says, to keep the door of my lips. As eyes are called the windows to the soul, so the lips are a door to my mouth. We ask God to keep the door of our lips, because the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. Therewith bless we God, and curse we man. It is easy for us to spew venom. Those same lips that were given to praise and hymns and worship and righteousness in prayer are then being used to destroy others. O Lord, set a watch. O Lord, put a guard at the door of my mouth, a heavenly soldier to guard what I say to others. The Bible says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Many times when you and I have sinned, it is with our tongue. It is what we have said. James says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. The tongue no man can tame. Only God through the Spirit can aid us in taming our tongues. That is why we must ask God to set a watch before our mouths. When we err, it is with what we have said most of the time. Talking too much can lead to sinning much. Whether it is our boasting or bragging or fault-finding or tale-bearing or busybodies in other men's affairs. Women especially must guard themselves from this grave sin. It can lead to their ridicule and shame. They must be careful. The Bible warns them in Titus chapter 2 and other chapters of the Word of God to be careful what they say, not to spread things from house to house. Be very cautious how they use their tongues. The elder women are supposed to be careful how they use their tongues, because people pay most attention to the older and those that are to be wiser than others. O God, help us to control our tongues, that they be not used for slander, foolish jesting, or for things that dishonor God, but may they be used to glorify you. May our tongues glorify God and not be set on the fires of hell. O God, set a watch before my mouth.